Kodiak Island is looking at 4 months of no ferry service beginning January 11th. That's the day the motor vessel Testamina is set to leave for its annual yard period.
So the Testamina is going to be in Ketchikan for its annual required overhaul, and it is planned to return to service on May 1st of 2020.
That's Caitlin Fry with the Alaska Department of Transportation. The Kennecott is already in the yards getting its overhaul and not scheduled to resume service until April 16th.
The reason why the schedules are empty between now and summer is because of the required annual overhauls and some additional extensive work that needs to be done on both the Kennecott and the Testamina this winter.
Fry said another factor in ferry schedules is the cut to the state's budget.
The $44 million budget reduction has impacted the number of ships that can operate during the winter.
And she acknowledges the inconvenience of being without a ferry from January 11th to at least April 16th.
We're hoping that this required maintenance and our annual overhaul can get done as scheduled, and we'll get those ships back to you as soon as possible.
On a side note, Fry said that if the ferries return as scheduled, there should be no conflict with the Crab Festival, which depends on the Marine Highway to bring the rides in Midway. The annual event is held Memorial Day weekend. However, shipyard workers often find unexpected problems, especially with the Testamina, once they get down deep into the guts of the ship. So it's not unusual for the maintenance period to take longer than was originally expected. For KMXT News, I'm Maggie Wall.